the cost of a boat exists, whether or not the king salmon fishery happens or not. You have to pull it out of the water. You have to maintain your zincs. There's work that you have just to make sure your boat stays fishing. And so that's still happening for us. How we're going to pay for it is less certain.
I'm confident that we're going to have a season. I'm confident that that the king salmon season is going to open July 1st. I feel that we have so much support. Our congressional delegation is working behind the scenes. State of Alaska throwing its full weight into the fight. Alaska Trawlers Association, we're co-defendants with the National Marine Fisheries Service in the state of Alaska. And everybody's working pretty hard to make sure that we're out on the water this summer. I don't know exactly how it's going to happen. It's a legal court case. And so, you know, different parties hold their cards close. Yeah, I'm confident we're going to go ahead. So I'm planning on going ahead.
I always appreciate sitting next to Jim and his optimism, because I don't always go there. The decision last week was a gut punch, and it's fishing is how I can afford to raise my family in Sitka. So it's really affected me in sort of a more existential way. Who are we if we're not fishermen? Who are we if we're not catching king salmon on our boat?
But it's already affected boat values. I just had a survey. My boat, what I would say is a very optimistic estimate, even though I've made improvements since the last survey, has lost about 20% of its value right away. People can't sell their boats. I spent a whole week before this latest decision preparing to sell gear at the fisherman's flea market, because I'm getting ready to retire and I have thousands of dollars of really good surplus gear that's basically worthless right now, except for the Chum Troll and Coho gear. But thousands of dollars of king salmon plugs and spoons are just basically worthless. Emotionally, I have to call crew and tell them the situation. Some of them who just love fishing king salmon. We do really well chum trolling, and Jim and I helped pioneer that. But I've had crew members cry when I've told them that we're going to go chum fishing instead of king salmon fishing.
You know, it's a more of a spiritual problem than a financial one, because, like, fishermen are scrappy people. We will always figure out how to make expenses somehow. It's just we'd be broken in some way doing that, if that makes sense. You know, not catching king salmon has a huge, huge impact to our financial bottom line, 40% of our income. And so there's the argument, like, well, you can find the other 40%. Well, that 40% allows us to make the other 60%. So it's not like you can just make up that amount of income somewhere else on the water or some other fishery. It's really holistic.
There's a miraculous, wondrous thing about catching king salmon and pursuing them all over the coast, from Dixon Entrance, like Jim's fish from Forester Island, to Cape Suckling. And the chum troll fishing is not going to save us. It's going to help.
Having fished a long time, I've seen a lot of changes in the fishery. And I have to say that when I bought my first boat, people said, there's no future in it. It's over. It's had its heyday, and it's going down. But I've seen this cycle of boom and bust, optimism, pessimism, several times. And that's one reason why, you know, if we're looking at grief over this court case, I'm in the first stage, denial.